To start, understanding that yoga is all about learning how to be completely present in the present. The whole idea of the exercises and the philosophy and the theories is to learn how to be able to be fully present in the moment, no past, no future, is complete stillness. But this second of complete awareness is very complete, is very full, very vast. And for this, it's important that we understand the greatness of the school. And we start from the beginning. How yoga started. Okay, for us to understand that the yoga mat is a synthesis of thousands and thousands and thousands of years of sacrifice, of discipline, hundreds of thousands of spiritual energy from other people, no? Really great masters, and we are able to reach this kind of energy during the practice, you see? But then, for us to understand the history of yoga, how yoga started, it is blended with the history of mankind. The first thing to understand that yoga is not only related to Indian history, to the Hindu civilization. No, it is connected to the history of evolution of mankind in the planet. And I start from the very beginning, when the soul descended to this planet, when the spirit decided to manifest in this plane, the first time the spirit came. It needs to be compressed. The life energy needs to be condensed so much to fit in an egg. You see, from the sperm and the egg is microscopic. So we are talking about life energy. No, I am avoiding the word soul. Let's say life energy, which is able to reach anywhere, suddenly is forced to be condensed in one atom. When this process of ascending and descending is happening, what happens? There is amnesia. The spirit cannot fit all his knowledge in one atom. That is why the spirit comes when we start. Or to understand, I am going to start drawing a line here for you to understand. This is the beginning, this is the end of the human journey. Okay? Because this is what we are going to relate. First of all, make clear. Yoga is, it always has been, it always will be about self-realization. The only reason for a person to do yoga should be to realize himself. Okay? This is the first point where I start. When people want to learn yoga, okay, the first thing you must know, yoga is all about realizing yourself. No? Finding out who you are and what you have to do to expand, to free yourself from everything which is not permanent. Okay? This is the first point that I always make very strong. And once you start having this awareness, then you can start to go deeper in your practice. And freedom from what? No? Exactly what is this goal? The first thing to understand is what yoga is all about and who is behind all this. Because once you know, you are. So, when the soul came, this is the line representing the evolution of the soul in this plane. When we come here for the first time, we are completely ignorant. Okay? But I am saying the very beginning, thousands of years ago, the cave and the man in the cave, the first human being who came. No, I don't know who is. I will not say Adam and Eve, because they were already evolved. I am telling even less than this. And then it starts the journey of self-discovery of in this planet, the journey of remembering your cosmic roots from where you came. And during this journey, for many centuries, for many lives, for many circles, you are only concerned about survival. You are concerned about food, shelter, protection, and getting things like any animal in the world. But then there is a moment in this journey where is a crossroads, no? There is a moment, it can be in the middle, it can be in the beginning, where the human being starts to question if what we can see, touch, is everything there is. Okay? This is the moment when we start to question if there is something else. Again, the history of yoga is the history of mankind. This means that it is your own history. This I would like to also make clear, that I am describing your personal life, your and mine. Okay? Because it's all about to find the big picture and fit in the small picture. The big picture is the universe. The small picture is what you think when you brush your teeth in the morning. This is the journey we go from the macro to the micro. It's for you to have very clear inside yourself that the slightest thought that you have alone in the room with a dark light, the whole universe is listening to this thought, because you are part of the whole universe. This is already, you see, the intention of the workshop is to awake this cosmic mentality in the yogi, is to make the yogi able to expand himself as far as he can handle during the practice. Then you are doing your work to know yourself, to purify yourself, to understand who you are. So this is higher yoga. Okay? I transmit higher yoga, which is what you do with your mind during the practice and outside the mat also. In your life, in your house, with your family, friends, children, and partners. Because now again, if you are doing yoga for more than 2 months, and your life is the same, you are doing something wrong. You see, yoga must change your entire life, because it's all about discovering and unfolding. And there is a moment when the human being started to question things around himself. From the moment the first human being started to question things around himself, this was the beginning of yoga. Okay? Yoga started with the first yogi. Now, who is the first yogi? This is what we are going to understand now. The first yogi is the first human being who realized himself. He started to question himself, and he went through an inner journey until the day he understood who he is. And he became so powerful that his name became a legend. And today we don't even believe that he was a man. We say that he's a god. But from my sources, from my teachers in the Himalayas, I believe them. More than the books, I believe my teachers. And my teacher told me that he was a man, blood and flesh, who had hunger and thirst, and he was very restless to know himself. And he went to the mountains in the Himalayas, and he was many, many, many years there meditating, close to a small village that still exists in India. And that people will see a man in the mountains sometimes and disappear. 2-3 years this man will disappear and he will appear again. And then one day the villagers observed that this man was seated for many days in the same place. And they got very curious to know who is this man. And he was not leaving the place. So they decided to get closer to see who was him. And they went closer to this man. And he would not move. He was seated in lotus with his eyes closed. He was not breathing. No movement. And they stay there 1 day, 2 days. They start to make turns. To all the time somebody be there to see when he will move. To see when he wake up. He stay, the legend says, for months. Many months he would not move. Not eat. Then he will open the eye. Suddenly, he starts shouting and jumping. People will get very scared. They will run away. Then he will come back, sit again, and stay. With time, people gave up to watch this man. They went back to do her things. Only 7 villagers remained, because they are really curious to know what he was doing, and they started to imitate him. They started to sit in front of him, 7, and wait. And then one day this man opened the eye again, and then he said, "What are you people doing here?" And then they said, "We want to learn what you are doing." He said, "You men are very dirty. I am not going to waste my time with you. Go." And these people left. And for 47, 46 years, these 7 men were meditating. And then one day they came back to see this man. Now, the name of this man is Shiva.